meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Hi everybody, and welcome, and again, Merry Christmas. We're still in the Christmas season. We were just talking before the break, and it's so weird, you know, as you get older, you get to this point in life when it dawns on you that everybody's younger than you, you know, almost everybody. And we were just recalling an incident with Father Mike, he's a Vincentian from Africa. Very nice guy. The African priests are great priests. They're all great priests.
They're great.
We're so blessed to have him over here to help out when I'm not here, you know.
Yes.
We were just commenting. Father Mike was in the office, and I think of him as a peer, like
he's a priest, same age
and all that, mm-hmm. same age. But, and in the course of the conversation, he said, "You know how we younger priests look up to you older guys." It struck me.
It struck you.
For the first time.
But I thought that's true.
And he's younger than myself. He's in his 30s.
I
always tell him, you're younger than I, Father.
I keep thinking I met you when you were in high school.
I was just a teenager.
I still think of you as being in high school. So anyway, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Strange.
It's how time flies.
I have that with sir, when people call you sir.
I know. I remember the first time somebody called me mister, and this is before I was a priest. And I decided, I'm no mister. You don't call me mister.
And lately now, I just think about it. Yeah, people do that, just out of respect for somebody older.
Sure.
But then it feels funny when you hear sir, and I'm thinking, well, now I think I am a sir.
Isn't that true?
I don't think of it in my mind.
I feel like I'm a child. Or they call me ma'am. Yes, they call me ma'am. I'm like, okay.
I know. I remember the first time, you're right, the first time I heard somebody call me mister, and it was like a shock to my system. I couldn't.
How old were you when they called you mister?
I think I was 13 or 14 years old.
No way.
I guess I was working, this is before I went to the seminary, so I was already an adult.
So you're in your
20s? I didn't think of myself. I was in my 20s, early 20s.
Okay.
Couldn't have been, because I went to the seminary at 21, so I might have been 19 or 20. Mm. Or 21,
that's,
I worked at...
That's young.
That's young, but, you know, kids... Well, that's what I'm saying.
Kids,
so all of a sudden, it hits you that you're an adult. You think of yourself as a mere child.
Yeah, that's how I think of myself.
Or a teenager. Mister. But when he said, we look up to you older guys.
Wow, thank you.
I don't know if he says we look up to you, or we need to look up to you, or we want to look up to you, or please set the example, whatever. But the point is, he completely separated me from his generation.
Right.
And I guess I'm separated by two or three generations, maybe.
Yeah, because you're, 30? Yes.
I'm 30 what?
30 years older.
Anyway. Well, how's everybody doing? It's getting cold outside, too, isn't it?
It's a little cold.
Yeah. It's supposed to snow, maybe?
Oh,
no,
really?
I don't think so.
It's
warm. I heard
for this
during
snow?
Tonight.
I don't want to hear that.
Tonight and into tomorrow, I thought.
Really? I don't know. But it's warm for this time of the year. It's unseasonally warm.
Well, I haven't been outside, but the door was open, and...
Oh, they're working on
the heater.
The heater.
The air seemed really cold.
I got out.
Yeah, yesterday well, it was
12 o'clock, you know, last night, 12 o'clock in the morning. It was like 52.
You got to be kidding.
It was 52. Warm. It was nice.
It's been warm, yeah.
Wow.
So that's why today warm. Is like, wow, it's a difference.
So you can feel it, yeah. So it is cold. I'm not just saying.
Yeah, it's about 30 degrees. Okay. It's colder.
Right there.
Yeah, so it's normal.
Give the weather report time. As we do every time, you know.
Yeah.
It's killing time is what they call it, killing time. I've been busy all morning, so I'm flying into the studio and... Well, but we have to do, this is our yearly test. Oh. This is our testing time to see if you know the faith, you know, and I trust that you do. But this is, because we're in the 12 days of Christmas,
right.
And people think the 12 days are the 12 days preceding Christmas, but it's the 12 days after Christmas, from Christmas to the Epiphany, the manifestation, the Epiphany, which is considered the second Christmas. So we have all kinds of feast days anyway. We have... As we spoke about this yesterday, right? We had the Christmas Day, then right into the feast of the first martyr, Saint Stephen. So we went from the white or gold colors of Christmas into red, which is the color of the martyrs for the vestments for the Mass. So it's quite a contrast.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it puts things in perspective that Jesus was destined to. Well, he God. Condescends and takes on the weakness of our flesh in order to redeem us. He who didn't sin becomes sin. He takes sin to himself. So we've been, he's the Messiah. He's the Christ, the Savior. That's what this is. He's the Savior. Was saving us from what? But from our slavery to sin and death. God the Father so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son not to condemn but to save. Again, as the scripture says, people chose the dark, they choose not to come into the light for fear their deeds be exposed. But he came to his own didn't accept him. As the whole Gospel of John is beautiful. And so we went from the feast day of the martyr, St. Stephen, to the feast of St. John, the beloved disciple that was yesterday. And today is the feast of the Holy Innocents.
Innocence.
Holy Innocence, we're back into the red.
The red.
Today, and so the peace of Bethlehem changes very quickly to violence. The conception and the birth of Jesus, and I say the conception because God has already sought refuge in the sanctuary of the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We went over those 12 paradoxes yesterday, but this conception and the birth is what awakens Satan, the demonic, the powers and the principalities that seek to destroy him and will continue to attack his body, the church, after the messianic. Well, we're in the messianic time, but we would call the incarnation leading up to the Paschal mystery as the messianic hour, the hour of our salvation, our liberation. So everything turns very quickly from peace, the peace of Bethlehem. So when you think of Bethlehem and you think of Christmas, of course, it's enveloped in this light that pierces the darkness of the night and the peace and the beautiful proclamation of the angels and the humility of the shepherds, the coming of the kings of the Magi, which is, when we celebrate the Epiphany, will be the second Christmas, but it's the, it's like a crescendo, a building up. Heaven proclaims the birth of the Messiah, the shepherds are the first to put their eyes on him. Then when the Magi or the kings come, they come from other nations. So it again speaks to the identity of the child that this Messiah born within a nation would envelop all nations. Catholicize, this is the word Catholic, comes from universal, envelop all nations. And so those, the Magi, the kings, they come from other nations to symbolize the outbreaking of God from this nation to all the nations, the universality of the mission of Jesus. But today, the Feast of the Innocents, as Herod deceivingly, really, right? He's very deceptive. He pretends like he wants to know where the Christ is mm-hmm. born so that he can go and do him homage when, in fact, all he wanted was the destruction of this this newborn king would be his competition, or,
mm-hmm.
but he wants him destroyed. And in doing so, and this is where the Holy Family will have to flee into Egypt to safeguard and protect the Word made flesh. But the innocents, they are put to death so that he can be assured that he's not missed the king, the newborn king. So from white and gold to red, back mm-hmm. to white, back to red. Tomorrow's the Feast of St. Thomas Becket, another martyr. And then we have the Feast of the Holy Family on Sunday. And then Tuesday, the first day of the year, is the Feast of the Holy Mother of God. Yeah. Again, these are all ways to identify the Christ, who Jesus is, and that Mary is called Mother of God, because it, what does that do? But it identifies that there be no doubt that she is conceived by the Spirit and given birth to God, God who comes to us in the flesh. So what is it we have on the first of the year, the Feast of the Holy Mother of God, which is the feast day, but it's also the World Day for Peace, the Prayer for Peace,
mm-hmm.
and there's something else. What is it? There's three things that
On that day. What?
Maybe it's
a
just
new
the
year?
First year, New Year.
New year.
So, anyway, Nick, we'll take a break already, and then we'll come back and put Tony and Christina
to the test. I failed already.
All right, everybody.
No, I'm going to follow you.
Don't go. We'll be right back on Father Anthony. You're listening to Listener Supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
The organ creates the soundtrack for the liturgy. The organ is called the King of the Instruments because of its majesty and power. You can help restore the great organ at St. Stanislaus Kostka by attending an organ recital Sunday, January 13th at 3 p.m. at St. Stan's, featuring the works of little-known Polish composers. The organist is Jeremy Kilbasa, a descendant of one of the founders of the parish, Peter Kilbasa. Your free will offering will go toward the organ's restoration Sunday, January 13th at 3 p.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka, two blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
How long has it been since you have been to church? Busy schedule, work, or just lost interest? To be Catholic is not just merely attending Mass as just another weekend activity to be checked off the to-do list. Participation in the sacred liturgy gives you the opportunity to be intimately connected to Christ through the Holy Eucharist. You can also cleanse yourself of sin through the Sacrament of Reconciliation as a baptized Catholic. Come before the iconic monstrance to be in Christ's presence in the sacred silence of the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. St. Stan's is just off the Kennedy, two blocks north of Division on Noble. Come back to Christ through the sacred liturgy and his gift of the sacraments at St. Stan's.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us. So we're in the 12 days of Christmas. This would be what? Today would be the third day?
Yeah.
25, 26, 27, 28. Is today 28th or 29th?
Today's the 28th.
28th.
It's the third day.
So anyway, so the 12 days of Christmas, you know, everybody knows the song.
I hope.
Yes.
We used to sing it as children, and mm-hmm. it wasn't my favorite because it would just go on and on
and repeating
and
the
on,
same thing over right? and over. So I liked it.
I wasn't too fond of it. You liked it.
We had to perform it at a Christmas concert, at the show with the children. We
did
the 12 days of Christmas. We had to perform it.
So can you sing it for us now? Can you?
Oh, I know it, but
she can sing it.
I could sing it.
Okay, you don't have to sing it. So anyway, we're in the 12 days of Christmas. Again, this is what follows Christmas, not what precedes Christmas. We're in the Christmas season, and wouldn't it be nice if the society would continue the mm-hmm. celebration? It would yes. be, can you imagine that? It would be such a, I think it would be transformative.
Mm-hmm.
So let Advent really be Advent. Advent's already over. That preparation for the feast, but then the feast comes and we continue to celebrate,
mm-hmm.
continue to celebrate for 12 days. And actually in the old calendar, it went until the Feast of the Presentation. Mm-hmm. So it was a 40-day season.
40 days. Liturgical we go with the season. 40s.
Right. I think it was 40. 40 days, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the 12 days of Christmas, the song was... tell me something about the song. I want to see if you guys remember just about the song. Where does it come from? Why was it written? What does it mean?
Wasn't it like a secret cryptic? Yeah. For the catechizing I guess there was the church has always been under persecution, so it was sort of like underground, so they would catechize.
Right, in Great Britain, when the church was persecuted, exactly, kind of pushed into the underground.
Mm-hmm.
This song was written. Of course, this is the this is what I've read as a to instruct a form of catechesis.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll just go right into it, okay? That's mm-hmm.
Jump right in.
We'll just jump right in. Can you tell I'm just quite not here today? I'm still recovering from the marathon, which was beautiful.
It was
actually beautiful. I still thank God that He gave me the energy and we're going to go back into it in a few days, right?
That's right.
So, okay, so anyway, the 12 days of Christmas. So on the first day of Christmas, my true love came to me.
Partridge in a pear tree.
Partridge in a pear tree, which it refers to.
As one God, right?
Jesus. My true love is God, the Father, right? Gives us. Partridge in a pear tree, which is Jesus.
That's right. So mm-hmm.
That's the gift from the Father.
You get that right. Mm-hmm. The true love, my true love, God, mm-hmm. the Father. So God the Father gave, on the first day of Christmas, a partridge in a pear tree, meaning His Son.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Christ presented as a mother partridge? That feigns injury to decoy predators from her helpless nestlings. This recalls the expression of Christ's sadness over the fate of Jerusalem.
Oh, with the mother hen, yeah.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, mm-hmm. how often would I have sheltered you under my wings as a hen does her chicks, but you would not have it so. I think, you know, just as I just read that, the word predator, and I think of the scandals right now. I mean, this is such it's the antithesis mm-hmm. of what the church is.
Yeah.
I always think what Bishop Barron said, that what's going on today is the devil's masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. Christ, the Son of God, nailed to a tree, by the way.
Mm. Yes.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
two turtle doves,
and that refers to
the Old and New Testament.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
which together the Old and the New Testament give or bear witness to God's self-revelation in history and the creation of a people to tell the story of God to the world. So the Old and the New Testament. Old and the New Covenant. The Old Covenant, the New Covenant. The Old Covenant really morphs into the New Covenant. Again, the Old Covenant is about the Hebrews, God forming this nation. It's the Old Testament is the giving of the law, well, the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, the giving of the law, the prophetic, the prophets, the kings, the judges, all this. So anyway, and of course, all that is the prefiguration, preparation for the Messiah. All right. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three...
calling birds?
No.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Three French hens.
Three French hens.
Yeah. Calling
I know there's some birds. There's a lot of birds.
This is going to... We're in slow motion three today. So three French hens, which refers to what?
The three faith, hope, and charity.
Go ahead.
I also like the Trinity.
Both. The three persons of the Trinity, three persons in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity, as we understand that from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. So, the three French hens. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me...
See, I jumped the gun. There's four calling birds.
Four calling birds.
This should be an easy one, right?
Yeah, the four gospel writers.
And they are?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
What would you say?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
I said Matthew. Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew.
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 You do the Chicago thing.
He has a... Matthew. Yes, you say wit instead of with. Yep. You say wit.
No, I say with.
No, you with. Don't. You say wit.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which proclaims the good news of God's reconciliation of the world to himself in Christ Jesus. The four Gospels. Proclamation of the good news of God's reconciliation. They begin with the call to repent and end with, you fear not, be at peace. He's conquered all things. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me...
five golden rings.
All right, and that...
And you said it earlier, you gave out the answer.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
The Torah, the first five books of the Bible.
Okay, so name, Torah. Name the Torah, the Pentateuch, the Torah. Name the first five books of the Bible in order.
In order. In order.
Genesis.
Genesis is one.
Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
Leviticus.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy.
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
You studied last night, didn't
No,
you?
I didn't. No.
Yes, you did.
No, I know. God is my just judge.
No,
I
rely on Christina.
I didn't study anything.
No, she's got that. What did you say? You have a photogenic memory?
Photographic. I wish I was photogenic, but no. Photographic.
So this is the Torah or the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, that gives the history of humanity's sinful failure and God's response of grace in the creation of a people to be a light to the world. So this is all this preparation for Christ. Okay, so now on the sixth day of Christmas, I just said it. Did you see that? Did you catch that?
Yes,
I just
did
it.
I'm sorry.
That must be the Chicago me. Yeah. The Chicago and me
You're
as well.
You're tired.
I'm tired.
You did it? What did you do, Father?
I'm not going to do it again. No, I'm very conscious of it now. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave. I said the sixth. I forgot. I can't do it now.
Yeah, don't do it.
You can't be conscious of it.
Okay.
So on the sixth day, on that day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
six geese are laying.
What does it mean?
A lane. Six geese are laying. Which refers to what?
the creation, right?
6 days of creation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Father gave it away when he said it.
I didn't even hear
it. Yeah, that's what you missed.
Oh, I missed it. I didn't hear it.
What was that?
You gave it away when you
did
said
I say it.
Yeah.
Oh,
he said
no.
the sixth day of creation. You said something like that.
Oh, I didn't even, that went, I missed that
no,
one.
No, what I did is I said the sixth. I did what you do. I did that Chicago.
The Chicago accent
the
thing?
Sixth. Okay. The sixth.
That's what gave it to me. That's when I figured out what it was because I wasn't really sure.
Oh, I know I missed it.
Oh, did I say the sixth day of creation?
Yes, you did. You see, you put creation in and that's what, that's was my hint.
No, I missed it because my phone started ringing over here.
Christmas. So, I'm sorry. My fault. Okay.
That's all right. It's just how we learn.
All right. So, the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Seven swans are swimming.
Seven swans are swimming, which
seven
refers
sacraments.
To...
Sacraments, right? It could be, but there's something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the seven sacraments are, let's in order, what would they be?
Baptism. Reconciliation.
Or penance.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing.
Eucharist, communion.
Penance.
Confirmation.
Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Holy orders.
Holy matrimony.
Matrimony. And
the anointing of the sick.
Right, very good. So the seven sacraments, baptism, which cleanses us of original sin. Mm. It's also the sacrament that opens the door to the Holy Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
So baptism, Holy Eucharist, or Holy Communion, penance, reconciliation, confession, confirmation. So those are the sacraments of initiation, mm-hmm. baptism, Holy Eucharist, and confirmation. Holy matrimony, holy orders, which is the priesthood,
mm-hmm.
the diaconate, the bishops, the episcopacy.
Or the religious life. Oh, no, that's just for the priests. Yeah, the priesthood.
Just
the priesthood, yeah.
Bishops, priests, deacons.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the anointing of the sixth. The anointing of the... I'm sorry.
The sixth.
I am really tired today.
Anointing of the sick.
Which was called, what was it commonly known as?
Last rites,
extreme unction.
Okay.
So when, especially that was such the emphasis in the church prior to the Second Vatican Council that if a priest went to a hospital, it was...
For last rites.
It was often understood,
uh-huh.
right? I always remember as a child when President Kennedy was assassinated, I remember we were sent home and watching the news. Of course, I was mm-hmm. in third grade at the time, but everybody was caught up in this. And I remember when they announced that the priest was going to the hospital and that the implication was that he... Had not survived,
mm-hmm.
or that he was dying.
Yeah,
he
wasn't going to.
He
make
actually
it.
Died.
Yeah,
instantly.
Yeah.
So that was the. So that's so 7 days. So the seven sacraments, and then we've also got what? But the seven
fruits. I always get this confused.
It is confusing. Yes.
There's the seven virtues and the seven fruits of the Holy Spirit. I always get those confused.
Right. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Or the seven
virtues.
The gifts and the fruits.
I always get those confused.
The gifts and the fruits.
Yeah, that's true.
So what are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit? And it depends on from where you read as well, because there's different. So what are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit?
Go for it, Tony. I know.
Like strength.
We can do the hangman thing, you know. Which, by the way, you shouldn't. You can't do that.
Can't say hangman.
That's wrong. That's so wrong. Okay, I'll just give you the first letter.
The seven fruits of the Holy Spirit. You were
I'll
asking.
Give you a few letters. This is W U C F K P.
Wisdom.
U.
Understanding.
C.
Charity. No.
Courage.
No.
No courage?
C.
Candy?
No.
Countenance?
Counsel.
F.
Fortitude.
K.
Knowledge.
Mm. P. as in Peter?
Patience.
No.
Perseverance?
Penance?
No, there's a word.
To be holy is to be... To be holy is to be prudent.
Like, prudence.
No.
It's piety.
Piety. And then another F. It's just a... let's see, 1, 2, 3,
fortitude,
four.
Said fortitude, right?
So you said wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety. And this is the beginning of wisdom. And scripture says...
Fear of God?
Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So those are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you take it from the... And this is more the traditional, right, what we understand. But there's also the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit from Romans and Corinthians, Romans chapter 12 and Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, would be the, and you wouldn't know these, maybe you would.
No, really not.
Prophecy?
No.
Ministry?
No.
Okay. Teaching? Exhortation? And I don't know why teaching and exhortation are the same thing, actually, but giving, leading, and compassion. Mm. All right, we need a break. We'll take a break. Don't go away. We've got how many more days?
Well,
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 5 more days.
Halfway there.
We're a little over halfway there, so don't go away. We'll be right back. Have your pen and pencil ready so you can write these down. And, all right, so I'm Father Anthony. You're listening to Listener Supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
The organ creates the soundtrack for the liturgy. The organ is called the King of the Instruments because of its majesty and power. You can help restore the great organ at St. Stanislaus Koska by attending an organ recital Sunday, January 13th at 3 p.m. at St. Stan's, featuring the works of little-known Polish composers. The organist is Jeremy Kilbasa, a descendant of one of the founders of the parish, Peter Kilbasa. Your free will offering will go toward the organ's restoration Sunday, January 13th at 3 p.m. at St. Stanislaus Koska, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
You've got your radio turned on to Winds of Change, where you can hear about your faith and hear about today's culture through the lens of Christ's teachings with Father Anthony Bush and others, Monday through Friday at noon on AM 750. Keep Winds of Change on by going to ststandschurch.org and click on the radio tab to donate. And Winds of Change offers thanks for your donation.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Koska is the sanctuary of the divine mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the Rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. Also, at 5:30, a Spanish Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, Adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Koska and place yourself before Christ for healing. On first Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, find St. Stanislaus Koska, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago. And find peace and healing.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us. During the the break, Tony's.
It's Tony's
maybe
fault.
I've been in Chicago too long.
That's what it is.
My entire adult life has been Chicago. When I think about it, you know, I lived, because we were Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved around. And I think of all the places. Anyway, it's not important.
But you've been here the longest than any other.
Oh, no, because my whole adult life
is here.
Has been Chicago.
Even my mom, she said, you know, she was born and raised in Mexico, but she said, I've spent most of my life here than in Mexico.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. The same with my dad.
Yeah, somebody asked me the other day, am I going home for Christmas? I haven't been home for Christmas in 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't even cross my mind.
Sure.
So, 40 years.
That's a
long time.
No wonder Father Mike said, we want to look up to
you older guys.
All right, so let's get back to the 12 days of Christmas. So we're on the eighth day of Christmas. My true love gave to me.
Eight maids are milking.
And what would that be?
Those are the Beatitudes.
The Beatitudes. Yep. Now, can you name those? And by the way, I have to tell
her.
I have to talk. Put the phone away.
You see, I have not picked up the phone.
Where is
it? Look, it's right over
Mine
there.
Mine is over here, but I haven't.
Put it right there beside Christina so I can see it. I have to tell our viewers, isn't it? People aren't viewing, they're not, but our listeners, that Tony was actually cheating.
Actually, I wasn't.
You were.
I saw it before we started.
See, you cheated.
It's not right. Now you're lying.
No.
You got to go to confession.
Buddy, you're going to confession after
but
this.
But I'm thinking, remember in school we used to write it on our hands? Now you have phones.
I never did that. No.
Some people used to write it on their hands.
You know where I wrote it? I wrote it in my brain. I took a picture of it.
We don't all have
Let's go back to the seventh day of Christmas, and what are the seven sacraments, and what is the fourth of the seven sacraments, Tony?
Penance.
Okay.
Confession?
Yeah. So put the phone away.
Yeah, it's over here.
I didn't even pick up the phone.
Next time, I'm going to have the net on my phone.
I wonder in the schools now, do students have their phones?
They have them all the time.
But there's some teachers that do have a basket and they make them put them there before class and then they pick them up after class is over.
See, I wouldn't like to do that if I was a student. I wouldn't like to leave my phone somewhere.
I would just not bring it then, or leave it in the locker or something.
They should be banned from the school.
Yep.
All right, there's 12 days, right? The 8 days, 12 days of Christmas, but the 8th day is 8 maids a milking. So that's the 8 Beatitudes. Now, what are the 8 Beatitudes?
That's like the song, no? When I was hungry, you gave me a drink. No, when I was thirsty.
Bread.
No, those Feed who are hungry. Poor in spirit.
Okay, the first one is Blessed are the Poor in Spirit. Right. This is all from what gospel?
That song.
Let me say
oh, no,
from
I
what gospel?
Go the song.
From what gospel?
Gospel of
Matthew.
Matthew. The Sermon on the Mount.
Or that? Matthew.
This is how it begins.
Matthew.
So blessed are the poor in spirit, the first beatitude. The second.
Blessed are the meek and humble.
Meek?
No.
Meek.
Oh, blessed are the poor.
The second is?
Blessed are the humble? No.
When you grieve?
The suffering?
To grieve? Those who have grief?
The sorrow?
Starts with an M, as in mother.
Mourn.
Can I have my phone?
No. Keep that phone away. And the third, blessed are the four letters, starts with an M.
Meek.
And then humble.
The fourth is it's two words. Starts with an H, one word, and the other one starts with a T. And actually a third word starts with an R.
Blessed are those who blank for blank. Oh, this is terrible.
This is terrible. Can I have my phone?
Humble?
No.
There's no
so
humble.
The first one is H. The first, those who H.
Those
and
who
hear.
Hear? No.
And the Chicago T, T-H, T. those who you haven't eaten all day.
You're hungry.
Hunger. So those who hunger and thirst for
the word,
for truth,
God.
So
for justice,
are
revenge.
No,
it's a long word.
Blessed
are those who
thirst.
Hunger and thirst for.
Not repentance.
R. Let's see. There's okay.
Oh my gosh.
There's an R. There's a G. There's a T. There's an S. An N.
There's words.
There's three S's in this word. What's that? What's the game that they play on television?
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
The Wheel of Fortune. Yeah.
So give me an R. I'm giving you an R. I'm giving you a G. I'm giving you a T. I'm giving you three S's.
For 200. What is?
Those who hunger and thirst for. I'll throw in an H.
Not repentance.
No. I'll give you an E.
I would lose if I were on those game shows.
Can I buy a vowel, please?
I'll give you a zero.
Zero?
An
O for 200?
Give you one more letter.
No, I'm lying.
A U. I've given you just about every letter.
You gave us all the letters.
There's only one more. No, there's. Did I give you a T? I gave you a T.
Can you give it all in order?
I give you an I.
Something shun.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you
this for
R I G H T E
righteousness.
Okay,
for righteousness.
I was lost.
So you take the phone away from Tony, he can't do anything.
That's right.
Wow. Okay, and so now so you've got blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, blessed the meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the...
Peacemakers?
No.
It's in there, but...
It's in there.
The humble. There.
But I want them in the order that they're
on. Oh, okay. Well, I lost
Starts with an M.
Who...
You know, I have a Bible on my phone. I could...
Hey, we only got 20
blessed
minutes left.
Blessed are the...
Starts with an M. M.
M.
I'll give you an M. I'll give you an F. I'll give you an L. And I'll give you an R.
Muffler.
No?
Muffler.
I give you a C and an I and an E.
I don't know.
I gave you all the letters.
Just put them in order now.
What are we here? The
people?
Sanctuary.
Members?
Sanctuary.
Mercy.
Merciful.
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 Merciful. So you take the phones away and you guys can't do it.
I wasn't even looking at my phone, Father.
I feel bad now because Christina has to suffer from my.
Okay.
Well, I didn't even look at my phone at all.
So people, you can't see, but just so you know that their phones are sitting right there. I can see it. And they're upside down. The screen is down.
Just for correction here, Christina wasn't even looking at a phone. I wasn't looking at a phone. Just sitting there.
Yeah, well, you looked at it before.
In the break, I did.
Tony, you cheat and you lie.
You gotta go to confession, man.
Father, could I have confession afterwards?
And you persist in this, and this is not good.
It's not a good thing.
It's not good for our listeners to hear this either.
No, it's not good.
So, okay. So the next one is blessed are the. So there's two major words, P and H.
Peace, not peacemakers. No.
Peace
humble
heroes.
I'll give you, this is getting, we're going to lose our audience.
Peace.
No, not peace.
They're just not smart. That's what people say.
No, I forgot the song.
The blank in blank.
The poor in spirit? No, poor.
It's close. I mean, it sounds kind of like that, but it's not poor.
Poor in.
The P and the R in the word.
Prudent? No.
It's only four letters. The blank in blank.
The
pure in heart? No.
Yes, exactly.
Pure of heart?
Pure in heart.
Okay.
Okay, that one's good.
It's good. Okay. Now, finally, no, we got two more. And blessed are the...
The peacemaker.
Peacemakers. Okay, very good.
Yeah, I forgot the song.
And then finally, the last one, blessed are those...
The poor... No, not the poor in spirit. The humble?
Nope. Here we go again. This is starts with... There's various words. Two big words. One starts with a P. The other one starts with an R. And the last word starts with an S. Blessed are those...
Poor spirit? No.
Think.
Blessed are those who are...
Who...
Okay, I'll give you, some of the letters in the first word, the first big word. The P, give you an S, give you an R, give you a C, a T as in Tony, a D as in dog. It's the first letter, the first
word.
Big word. And the second big word is, give you the R, the T, the E, the O, S, N, three S's again, G, H.
Silence.
Obedient? No.
When you're, Jesus says, I cannot promise you happiness, but I can tell you that as I was, so you too will be persecuted. So you will be persecuted for the sake of
my name.
Righteousness.
Righteousness. See, I don't know the song.
All right, you guys. See, you take the phones away and you can't do it. So at first I was really impressed.
That was hard.
Okay, we got to take it. Yeah, it was hard. That was hard.
Okay.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back. And we've got how many more days? Three more days. Let's see if we can get
They're easier than this one.
Before the hour's
this one was a killer.
All right, everybody, don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm Father Anthony. You're listening to Listen, Support, Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststandschurch.org. That's ststandschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
The Winds of Change on AM 750. WNDZ, and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Welcome to a St. Nicholas Minute. Did you know there was a time when St. Nicholas wasn't so jolly? It was in 325 AD when the bishops gathered in Nicaea for the first ecumenical council. That council was called to answer the false teachings of a priest named Arius. He wrongly taught that Jesus was not the eternal Son of God. He even sang a song with the words, "There was a time when he, Christ, was not." So when Arius repeated those lyrics to the council fathers, I got a little hot under my clerical collar, and I angrily walked up and slapped Arius right in the face. Everyone was shocked. But after regaining my composure, I rejoined the other bishops to approve the Nicene Creed, the same creed that defends the divinity of Christ to this very day. So if you think you're not the stuff saints are made of, just remember, I didn't become jolly old Saint Nick overnight. Christ is born. Glorify him.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us. This is our annual test, catechetical testing
day. I failed.
And they're doing okay. Not as long as the phones are
away over here. Yeah.
So we got just 10 minutes to get through these. We're on the ninth day of Christmas. My true love gave to me nine
sleds of sledding.
Nine ladies dancing.
And that refers to what? That refers to what?
Gifts of the Holy Spirit.
No, we already said that.
But something with
the fruits.
Fruits of the Holy Spirit.
The fruits of the Holy Spirit. Nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. So what are those nine fruits?
Don't ask me
what
they are. No, I don't.
And this is from Paul's letter to the Galatians, Scripture. What are the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit? Well, the first you should get automatically starts with an L.
L?
God is?
Love.
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 The second, you should get this right away. Starts with a joy.
Starts with a joy.
Starts with a joy.
Starts with a J.
Love, joy.
Joy.
Love, peace.
Joy.
No.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Another.
Obedience? No.
P. Starts with a P.
Perseverance?
No.
not piety, purity. No.
Purified.
It's I right now I suspect the listeners need a lot of this right now as they're listening to us.
Peace?
No.
You already said peace, no?
Yes, we've already done that.
Yeah, we need a lot of patience.
Patience.
Yeah, I need a lot of patience, always.
And then the fifth would be K, as in kite.
Kindness.
Kindness.
Yeah, we said, yeah.
And number six? G as in...
Gratitude?
No.
No.
Goodness?
No.
Grace? No.
If I give you much of my time, or I give you much of my money, or I
generosity.
Generosity.
That's the
generosity.
Best.
That's the best okay. city.
The seventh would be, starts with an F.
Faith? No.
Uh-huh.
Faith?
Okay. Faithfulness, yes.
Faithfulness.
The eighth fruit would starts with a G.
G, we said gratitude?
No.
Goodness?
No.
Grace? No.
Not generosity.
Not grace?
No. If I'm not harsh,
gentle?
Gentle. Gentleness, yeah. And then finally, number nine, all this is, again, people from the book of Paul's letter to the Galatians, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. The ninth is, what would you say?
Perseverance? No.
It's two words. One starts with an S, the other starts with a C. Two little words. Well, the first one is only four letters.
Seek? No.
No. You got
sorrowful? No, not no, sorrowful.
No. How would you explain this? You've got to take, you know, you're out of control. Mm-hmm. Take control of yourself. Exercise. I've given you one word already.
Exercise.
Some self-control. Self-control.
Okay. I was going to say this.
So that makes sense.
So the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit from Galatians, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. We're going to have to go pretty fast now because we're coming to the end.
Ten Commandments.
Oh, wow. We got these
Ten
are big
Commandments.
Ones. The Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm. So, the Ten Lords are leaping.
So what are the Ten Commandments real quick? We've only got a little bit of time. You shall have no other gods before me. Do not make an idol. Do not take God's name in vain. Mm-hmm. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath. Uh-huh. Honor your
mother and father.
Do not
kill.
Do not murder. Do not commit
adultery.
Do not
steal.
Do not lie. Lie. Do not bear false witness. And do not
covet thy neighbor's.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's from the Torah. From the book of Exodus, chapter 21, verses 1 to 17. Okay. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
11 pipers piping.
11 pipers piping. And this refers to. Quick.
11.
11.
Oh, the faithful disciples.
The faithful
apostles or whatever.
Apostles.
The faithful apostles. Yes. Can you name the apostles?
Oh, no.
Well, Judas is out.
Judas Iscariot.
He's out.
Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus. He's out.
But this Matthew. Well, let's say Peter.
Okay, Peter.
Peter. The youngest is John.
Okay, John.
Peter, John. Matthew.
Matthew.
Andrew.
Andrew.
Philip.
Philip.
Uh-huh. Bartholomew.
Bartholomew.
This is good. I don't know.
This, Mark.
No.
No, Mark is later. Luke is later.
Well, they're gospel writers.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say.
There's, James.
There's two James.
There's two James and two Johns, no?
Two James and one John.
Thomas, the doubting Thomas.
Thomas. And then the zealot, what was his name? So there was Peter, and then there was the zealot. They shared the same name.
Not Judas.
Judas. There's Judas Bar-James, so that he's one of... There's two Judas.
The Judas Iscariot is gone.
Simon the Zealot.
Simon the Zealot.
So there's Simon Peter and Simon the Zealot. Oh,
okay.
So the 12, the 11 faithful apostles, 11 pipers piping, the 11 faithful apostles, Simon Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, Bar-Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, Judas, Bar-James. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
We got the last.
Oh, the last
on the 12th
one.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
12 drummers drumming.
Okay, 12 drummers drumming. And this refers to what?
Those are the points of the creed.
The points of the Apostles' Creed. And given that you've got just a couple of minutes to give me the 12 points of the Apostles' Creed. Phones down.
Give us one. I don't know where the...
Okay, I'll give you the first one.
We believe in one God.
One God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. One.
Oh, okay.
And his only Son.
I believe in...
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. That's the second point of the doctrine.
Who's conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Who's conceived by the Holy Spirit. Born of the Virgin Mary. That's the third.
Suffered under Pontius Pilate.
Suffered under Pontius Pilate was crucified.
Crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended into hell.
On the third day he rose again.
That's the fifth. The fifth is on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. That's still the fifth.
Oh, that's still the fifth?
Yeah. It's a long one.
Oh, my gosh. Seated at the right hand of the Father.
The sixth. He will come
again to judge the living and the dead.
Okay.
His kingdom will have no end. We believe in Holy Spirit.
This is the Apostles' Creed, not the Nicene Creed. So, jeez.
Okay.
We believe in one God.
So I will come, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the dove.
Holy Spirit.
That's what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're confusing me.
Okay. I'm totally.
So
the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
okay.
The communion of saints, okay. The forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Fantastic. Amen. Very good. That's it. That's the 12 points of the creed.
Are you going to use that paper? Can I?
No.
Study that.
Anyway.
Let me look at it and I'll take a picture with my brain.
Right. So, you know, you think about it, you just give this to the your children.
Wow.
This is a good way. Actually, yes, it's a very nice way to teach the children, right?
And it'll grab their attention.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it'll stick.
I'm sure we've kept all our listeners. I'm sure that, I hope there's somebody still listening.
Just give this show and then you can hear.
So how did you do out there in Radio Land?
They probably did better
than
they
were on their phones, so they weren't.
And Tony, I want you to make a public apology right now for having
cheated
and having lied.
I lied and cheated.
And I'm not going to call you a liar. It's not right. That's rude to say that.
I'm doing it myself.
But you cheated. And
I only looked at my phone because there was an incoming call, but not at what you were asking us. No.
No, you were doing fine when you had.
I never did.
Christina never looked at her phone.
I never did.
In the beginning, she did. And that's why when you put the phone down, do you notice how you begin to trip up?
No, but I looked at the phone because I had an incoming call.
This is the kind of people we have on the
radio. I messed everybody up. I take full responsibility.
All right, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Have a nice weekend. We'll be back, God willing. I don't know if Tony will be back, but we'll be back.
Yeah,
Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Ciao.
To say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? We marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The shell strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed. Thank you. to say when right from wrong has become so obscure, it does not take